fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Housen Podcast.
Yes, everybody. We're only a little bit late, and do you know what? We have got a valid excuse tonight. I broke our streaming computer, which is a Mac Pro, which is an absolute monster, which is an absolute beast of a machine.
It was.
I tried to update it. Hang on. I need to mute that. It's an absolute beast of a machine. Was an absolute beast of a machine. Tried to upgrade it, because I've just got this little toy, which is a Stream Deck, Elgato Stream Deck, which is pretty fancy. Helps us control what we're doing on the stream, but you needed to be on macOS Sierra on the Mac Pro, and it's an old Mac Pro. So I tried to manually update the the settings and all that lot. Now it goes, and then turns off after 20 seconds. So that's been our, you know, everything's been set up on there, all the stream and everything is all permanently set up on it, and now I had to go and mix it up to go with using a laptop, and we're using a laptop on Wi-Fi. That is, if you follow me on Twitter, you've seen me complaining at Sky a lot over the last few weeks, so please, 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 just bear with us, because I think this one's probably going to be a little bit ropey technically, because of the fact that we're on wireless. I never like streaming on wireless. I always have it hardwired. That's why we use a Mac Pro. This MacBook doesn't even have a socket to plug it in, otherwise we would have been going hardwired on this as well. So this is definitely going to be going tits up. But yes, why you're here, you want to know about the monies, am I right? How mint is that gift? Let's do it again. You want to know about the 20 G's? 20 G's, baby! Yeah, I like that. So yeah, we've got £20,000 prize, and that is thanks to Superbrew. So Superbrew have just sorted out a good 12-month deal with this podcast. 12-month deal. So they're supporting us right past the World Cup. So someone's going to get 20 G's, baby.
Potentially.
Now, there's some caveats between how you get the 20 G's. It's completely free to enter. How about that?
Yeah, that was... It's not bad as well, the app. Downloaded it, done my predictions. So I did them yesterday, actually.
So what the crack is, essentially, it's a free-to-play score prediction game. There's a £20,000 prize. And essentially...
Maximum.
It's a maximum, yeah.
There's lower prizes as well.
I think if you get six right, you get
seven. I think it is
a jersey, and then it's like a grand,
for seven.
£2,000, £3,000, £4,000, up to like £5,000, £6,000, and then £20,000 if you get all 10. If it's lagging, let me know, because as a couple of you say that it's lagging a little bit, and I do apologise if it is. Like I said, we're on wireless. I fully expect it to be a little bit all over the place tonight, so please bear with us a little if that is the case. I'm just trying to make sure everything else is shut off on this computer, so there shouldn't be anything else that's going. Hang on, Premiere's open. That's going to be Zeus in it. Let's get rid of that. So, yes, we've got this this app sponsoring us. It's Superbrew. It's free to enter. There's loads of paying options in there as well, so you can do some different paid games that's on there. But the link is in the description below. If you use that link, because I think you tried to find me without the link, and it's a bit ninja in it.
Yeah, I was on the app and I didn't know how to search it, so it was easier just to go click on through Twitter. That takes you straight onto your name. Do you want to join? And then you just click join, and then it's there on there.
I've tweeted it. It's in the description below. That's how you want to be getting onto this with us, is using that link that takes you straight there. Otherwise, you have to try and navigate it and then request entry and all that sort of stuff.
Definitely easier to create your own first, I think, and then just like click the link on Twitter and then you're done.
So yeah, there you go. So are you enjoying the gifts, by the way? So this new little Stream Deck that I've got means that I can throw in all sorts of new stuff like that, and I can throw things over the screens. The mint, absolutely mint. So if you send me some banging gifts and you go, that really works for the podcast, or you make something from the podcast, you know what?
Is it just gifts or do they do sounds?
I can do videos. So I'll show you the video in a second, because when we're going to talk about what predictions we've done for the weekend, I've made a little video which goes on there, which is all controlled by this. So yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing with this little stream device. It's from Elgato. If you're into online gaming and all that sort of stuff, this is, you know, it's how it works. I've even just flung a tweet out to say that we're live from there as well. So there you go. But there you go, 20 G's. fucking love this.
You're
this
not going to get bored of that gift?
No, not tonight at least. No, so, that's that. We've had international football this week, which
oh,
is...
Oh, thank God it's over.
Oh, hang on. Press the wrong button. That's probably going to happen a couple of times. yeah, we've... oh, the sub count. Yeah, the sub count was something that was on the other one as well, so we'll get it up there. But do you know what? I can tell you what the live sub count is. No, I can't. I can't see it from here. Subscribe if you're new. How about that? Because this is on a new channel. This isn't the usual football channel. This is the place of the podcast. And as I mentioned last week, we are now this close. I've been to view a studio in town in Northern Quarter. It's fucking bitching. It looks the bollocks, doesn't it? As soon as we are in a position to be able to sign a contract with those, we will be moving the podcast down there. And I'll be having a Thursday podcast, which is our utter bollocks that we talk, where we chat to you guys, and me and Ben have a lot of chat. And then on Tuesdays, I'll be trying to get a guest in that's different every week. So sometimes it'll be Ben, sometimes it'll be me and a guest. We'll figure it out. But that's going to be trying to replicate the sort of stuff that Joe Rogan does and all the rest of it. But like I said, there's not a lot of football to talk about from the past week, I guess.
It was the ramifications of the transfer window. 14 seconds, you see that shit?
What?
Leicester, obviously, they signed Adrian Silva to replace...
They signed him 14 seconds to go?
No, they signed him to replace Danny Drinkwater, but their paperwork got with FIFA 14 seconds after the deadline. I don't know if that's actually been sorted out, if anyone can tell us, but as of yesterday, I've not had a chance to check, they weren't allowing him to register to play because he missed the deadline.
14? Did someone 14 have a stopwatch?
Like, whose clock's fucking wrong there, do you know what I mean? Who are you going off?
You could argue, couldn't you? 14 seconds. Yeah, yeah. Just let it through. Stop being a fucking job's worth, because that's what it is anyways.
But yeah, following on from that transfer window, they voted today, aren't they, to end the transfer window on Thursday, the 9th of August at 5 p.m, which is just in Premier League, which is bizarre.
I don't get...
From my understanding, it's just... Obviously, English clubs, you can still sell to... Yeah. Like Spain or whatever.
So you can still get rinsed.
Yeah, exactly. So if someone comes in and offers you 140 million for your player, and he goes, right, I'm going on strike and all that, and he goes, then what do you do? Yeah, how do you replace him? You can't. That's got
you want the window open as much as possible. Like, what's the possible reasons to not have it that way?
Well, because, you know, like Sanchez, Van Dijk, Coutinho, others
people
like that.
Being a dick for them first couple of games of the season.
Yeah, but then
there's going to be a dick on pre-season. It's still a nightmare.
Yeah, but at least you know when you get to the start of the season, that's your squad. I mean, I think that's how it should be anyway.
Do you know what I remember when I was a kid, and it was like the third Friday in March or something?
Oh, yeah, and Cantona signed in November.
Yeah.
But...
And people still left it till deadline day to get people in. What if we get an injury in the last 6 weeks? Let's just get someone.
I know, that's always the case, isn't it? I mean, they should just get rid of the January transfer window. Because it's shit. It gets hyped up. Oh, it's open for 30 days, blah, blah, blah.
There's rarely good business done in there. I mean, one matter was a good bit of business from us, but was that Moyes? Was that, you know, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of January. I mean, I hope it just fucks Jim White off anyway, because I can't stand him.
We're still going to have a deadline day.
Yeah, but it's only till 5 o'clock then, so it's not got people staying up till like late.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
I like it when it's late though. And you wake up. I kind of enjoyed it.
I was kind of excited for it last week, but then it was like not the deals that you find. You know, the complexity of some deals to get them through and the add-ons and everything like that.
You get dickheads like, well, we talked about Arsenal heavily last week, didn't we? Where we were saying, like, have they just tried to force something from the last minute just to try and shut people up? That Wenger nearly signed 11's just growing and growing and growing, isn't it?
I can't deal with him, man.
Does he have no self-awareness at all? Like, he just comes out like, I nearly signed him. Does he not understand that's become a meme? Like... Everyone who's good at it, you didn't sign them. How about that?
No.
You could have won the league. It's when Leicester won it, and you didn't.
Wenger is obviously up there on his own, but then West Ham are seriously competing with, like, releasing the emails that they supposedly sent about William Carvalho and the offers.
Yeah, I saw those.
And then Lisbon are saying, well, we're going to take you to court. And then it's like, oh, back and forth. West Ham are just a joke, man.
That's a poorly run club. I'd be devoured if I was a West Ham fan. I'd be devoured if I was a West Ham fan, full stop.
I could see them getting relegated, me.
That's a bold claim.
I think I put them in. I had to do a predictor for one of my fantasy stuff, so I put them in the bottom three.
West Ham?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bold claim.
I can't remember who else. I'd definitely put them in.
I'm fucking bored of you and talking about international football, so I'm just trying to read some of the comments here from you guys, so I'm not ignoring him, and seeing what y'all are saying. Should we do our predictions?
Let's get them out of the way.
Let's get them out of the way.
Have you got yours then?
Mine are on the screen here. Yeah. In a second. Are you ready for this?
Go on then.
Who wants to win 20 grand? Do it again.
So let me get mine up.
Fucking hell, I love that. That's a top app. That's a top gift even. Anyways. Yep. So, we got the chance. We got the chance for somebody to win.
There's loads of prizes. It's quite a surprise, really. It's a free app and there's like them sort of prizes.
Let's get the video up. So, I've got these on the screen here for us to have a little bit of a natter about. So, I've gone for 2-2 in the City versus Liverpool game. Do we need to adjust the angle of that one a little bit?
Have you got 20 seconds to talk about these?
About 20 seconds or so each, yeah. So,
on each one when you've
City versus Liverpool. I've gone with 2-2 because I see them both having dog shit defences but good attacks.
I can see...
I see them not getting a clean sheet and I don't think it'd just be 1-1. So, I'm going with 2-2 on this one. What are you guys going for? And what are you going for?
3-1 Liverpool.
3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see him fucking tearing him a new arsehole.
All right. We've got Arsenal, Bournemouth. Bournemouth have started shocking. 3-3 defeats. You've got Arsenal there. 1-2. At home, I would expect them to right those wrongs. I'm going 2-1. What are you going?
3-1 Arsenal.
3-1. Shit, man.
Yeah. I think they'll put on a bit of a show.
They could do.
Yeah.
They could do.
But I think they're going to concede.
They are going to concede. That's why I've got Bournemouth scoring a goal. But I think 2-1's valid. Brighton and West Brom. So Brighton obviously not got a win so far. 2 losses, 1 draw. And we got West Brom who are doing pretty well at
solid
the moment.
Defensively.
1-0 seems like the easy score from this one.
Yeah, I've gone for 1-0. So yes, West Brom, yeah.
Everton and Tottenham. This could be the game of the weekend, to be honest. This is a belt.
I'm expecting fireworks, me.
Really?
Yeah, from this one.
What have you gone for?
3-2 Spurs.
3-2 Spurs. Fuck me, lad.
Yeah, the thing is like, there's 10 games, yeah? People are going to have predictions. They don't always go the way of the form. You know, they throw a fucking shock in there. Spurs, they're coming off the Wembley, been drawing 1-1. Away from home, I think
they
will find.
They've both got the perfect record of 1 loss, 1 win, 1 draw.
Mm. But I think Spurs will be doing better on the way away from home than what they will do at home, as proved already this season.
I've gone for 1-0. Someone's saying fake giveaway. Mate, go and look at the app. When you download the app, it says it. It says it at the start of this video. That's what they're giving away. Jesus Christ. Leicester City 1-2 is what I'm going for. Leicester been a little bit indifferent. They were shite when they came to Old Trafford.
Yeah, they were shit.
I think Chelsea can get back in the mixer again.
Yeah. You'd expect them to be better at home, but I've gone exactly the same. Chelsea 2-1.
Chelsea 2-1, can't fault you. Next up, we have got Southampton and Watford. Watford look a little bit more solid. Southampton's their usual, innit?
They don't score, though.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
But I think at home, I think they can probably get on. I think I see them going over the line. What are you going for?
0-0.
You're going for 0-0? Mm. I haven't put any 0-0s in here. There's always usually a 0-0 at some point, isn't there? So,
especially after their international break. You know what I mean? People finding the stride again and getting the rhythm after being disrupted.
Stoke and United, I've gone 1-0.
I've gone 1-0 as well.
I can also see us winning 4-0.
Yeah, it's one of them, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? But I just thought, yeah, give them the benefit of the doubt. Stoke, they've looked quite decent at home.
They're also playing 3-4-3, which can go super defensive or super attacking, and I don't know how Mark Hughes is going to play it. Darren Fletcher in the team, bit of confidence in them. They've done all right. Again, a perfectly average record, 1-1, lost 1, drawn 1. I think we may struggle in that one. But
we did last year, even though we peppered him.
Yep, 1-1 in both ends of it. Yeah. Crystal Palace and Burnley.
Oh.
Palace are
Burnley at home. You must be said.
Yeah, Burnley at home, but they've lost a couple of players.
I think they've strengthened quite well, to be fair.
Crystal Palace is an exciting team, isn't it? But
it's going to take a while for them, so we need to give them a bit of opportunity to stick with them.
Swansea Newcastle.
I've gone 2-0 Burnley, and Swansea Newcastle. I think Swansea now they've got some players in.
Yeah, but the shit.
They are, but I think now they've got some. Newcastle is shit. So I've gone 2-1, Swansea.
I've gone 1-1. I just see that being a really close game. Rafa Benitez away from home sort of scenario. And then West Ham, surely they can't go 4-4.
I've gone 1-1, me.
I think Huddersfield get their first L this week.
1-1. They haven't conceded a goal yet, Huddersfield.
I know.
I like how high they press. I think that's good.
Here's the deal. When it's when it's a newly promoted side like that, sometimes they can carry the momentum season right through. And that's what they've got to try and do, is just go much as they can.
The momentum of last season, they went into that. I watched that playoff final. That was one of the worst game of footballs I've seen in a long, long time. I thought both these teams, whoever comes up, they're going straight back down. But fair play. Do you need, what, 33 points? Survival?
So that is our predictions for this week's Super Brew. If you want to win 20 Gs, and you know, the prizes start from as little as a jersey of the team that you follow, which is a pretty good prize still at the end of the day. Speaking of which, I meant to get that one on the screen as well, but I gave away a What's It, a shirt last week for the 40,000 subscriber giveaway on the main channel, and the guy sent us a picture of that. I was fucking well impressed how fast that got to Australia. I sent him on a Friday and he had it on a Monday. That's impressive.
Yeah,
that is impressive.
Takes you that long to get there by fucking...
Takes that long for it to get to here, let alone Australia. So fair fucking play. Yes, we are dropping frames all over the fucking place. I'm aware of that. It's about 12% frames dropped. Nearly 4,000 frames have been dropped for anyone who's an OBS type of guy. I apologise, that's all I can do.
I've got no idea what that means.
I can't do anything about the lag at the moment, I'm afraid. That is what's happening. It'll be fixed by next week. I'll be sorting that. I just haven't normally had any time to fix this. So, like I said at the start, please bear with us. It's just what we've got to fucking deal with. So, I'm excited about this. How do you see... Let's just go straight into United and Stoke. I still want to see United mix up the formation. I still think there's 10-15% for us in there.
Well, we've got a lot of games, haven't we, this month?
Yes, we
have. So, you would imagine Champions League starts next week. Are we playing first? I forgot.
We have got Stoke, then Basel, then...
He's going to mix it up, isn't he? He's going to mix it up. But I think, you know, he's got to go play this same back four.
I nearly closed OBS then. I was just looking at stuff I could close off to try and save it. I can't see. I've just got the whole calendar up there.
Yeah, he's... I can imagine... I can see him go same back four. Pogba, Matic are going to play. I think when we play in Europe, then that's when Herrera will start to come in, playing as a three midfielder, maybe drop, sacrifice Mata. Who he starts, Rashford or Martial? Don't think he can be faulted with either one of them starting.
No, there's definitely going to be one of them starts. He drop Mata and bring in Herrera?
For Stoke, yeah, maybe keep it a bit tighter.
Well, you've got four-man midfield there at Stoke. Is that the sort of thing that you've got to go and push out and try and do something about?
Possibly. I mean, I think you worry about... They let them worry about us more than the other way around. There's no reason why we should be fearing them.
No, especially
now. This is his season. He's got his team. He's moulded it. So let's go and kick on now. Let's go and show people this is why we're dominant. But also, you know, show the different sides to our games.
Apologies if this is keeping going off. It's dropping from like 8 meg down to 0 meg at the moment. If you've seen, like I said at the start, I'm going to have to keep apologising for it because, you know, I don't like you guys getting all upset in the comments and that. If it's working for everyone, let me know. If it's a bit iffy, just let me know. There's nothing I can do about it, I don't think, but, you know, it's going to be this one. It's just going to be this one. We'll have it fixed for next week. I literally have had no time. I've not been finished until 2 a.m. in the mornings and I've had no fucking time to box it off. But, yeah, so... I want to see that three-man midfield because if these are going to pack a midfield with four men, and they might, you know, that could even be six men with the attacking midfielders dropping back in to deal with that as well. We could have a proper overwhelming sort of overrun midfield, and I think if you just put Matic, Herrera and Pogba in there, that's physical, it's aggressive, it's standing your ground in the middle of midfield, and you'll find space.
Yeah, I guess we're at home against Basel on Tuesday.
There's definitely rotations for that.
You could probably make a case for playing a two-man midfield against Basel at home.
Yeah.
And going with the three.
Yeah, I would expect us to go and really pour it on them. This is what I wanted to see from Mourinho teams is, and he sort of alluded to that himself the other day. He didn't have the team to do what he wanted last year. He feels like this team can do a little bit more this time. Mm. If that's the case, then I want to see him turn up at away grounds and be like, I'm here for the 3 points. Because when he had his Chelsea teams, when he had his Real Madrid teams, and even his Inter teams, less with Real Madrid, but more so with Inter, Porto and Chelsea, those early days, he would go to opposition grounds to win. Now, it would still be parking a bus, but it would be get an early goal and then close it, whereas sometimes he don't even feel like he's trying that with United last year.
Or you get to 60 minutes, like Leicester, and then you make a couple of changes whilst there, because they're worrying about us, they're concentrating on us, and we're just the same with Swansea, isn't it, really? Because we just exploded to life as soon as they made the changes.
Yeah, they changed the formation
15 minutes or something.
And we was there to capitalise. That's the problem, is we saw it at Leicester at home. When teams don't want to play for us, it's really difficult to break
Leicester
them
didn't,
down.
Didn't come out.
No, at all.
At all. They were just pinging it as far as they could and hoping they could get something on a knockdown and get around the scraps, which they started to do in the second half. And then as soon as Oxford come on, scored pretty much straight away. It was all over then. I couldn't really see us. I weren't really concerned, but Mahrez was getting some tasty positions, wasn't he?
I thought we dealt with them defensively. We didn't look bad defensively, and that's.
I mean, the way not, he just drops his shoulder and he just like, especially when he's in the box,
a fucking top
he's just like,
the top bottom of it.
And he's still there.
I've got a little bit of a worry about switching up the whole defence in Europe because of the ban with Bailly and Jones. That's a problem potentially for us.
That's where he might go three at the back, you know, play Blint, Lindelof and Smalling as a three.
I could see that working. Smalling in the middle as your destroyer, two more ball players either side.
Is that what he had in
the Sampdoria game?
Yeah, because I think we're playing against the European opposition in terms of how they are and how they operate.
Oh, we look fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And Matic just in front.
I think Lindelof at this moment needs to play alongside two.
Is someone saying McGregor lost? He fucking didn't, did he? Let's face it. No way did he lose. You could punch me in the head all night long for the sort of cash he's just got. Jesus Christ. Someone saying there's a lot of Liverpool fans in the comments. I might have blocked them already because I can't see them. Who's the Liverpool one? Oh, is it this guy? See ya. Yeah, he didn't lose, did he? But yeah, I think that's a good shout, you know. Three at the back is probably a good option. And then that's a partnership up front that we can probably try. And that's a partnership with Lukaku and whoever else, right?
Yeah, whoever else
you want is going to be a fucking nightmare for like Basel, I think, like that.
Yeah. And then Zlatan comes back and you play 3-5-2 and you got them two up front. I can't see that work. I don't know how that would work.
The guy in the comments here saying, I can only afford to go to one match a season. What would I recommend? You could probably... whichever one you can get, to be honest. Because if I just say, like, you know, Liverpool or whatever, then it's getting the tickets for those if you're only getting them one. And that's the problem. That is the problem. If any of you've got any questions or comments like that, throw us in. We'll get them in there. I want to try and get them prints. Cut for that. Let me see if I can get them. Oh, he's got them. They're underneath the light, so I thought they might have been a bit difficult to get. I tried to get the video on, but it wasn't working. So, we've got a Patreon group, which is something that helps you guys get some rewards and helps us go and do some of the foreign trips and try and upgrade the equipment and shit in here, which is fucking clearly needed at the moment. Here's what you can get. So, we've got the super talented John Sheehan is doing original artworks exclusively for our Patreon guys. Starting from like $1 a month, going up to a big baller one where you get some signed stuff. But these are fucking smart, aren't they? I like these. Obviously, Lukaku.
They're your own ones.
These are just to show for the what we've got, sort of thing. And a sick little Rashford one there. And people that we try and get on the podcast. I've got Kev Campbell soon. May have Paul Parker soon.
Question of sport. We're trying to go, well, seeing that, hopefully we'll be speaking to...
we've got Pallister.
Pallister, Irwin and May.
Boom. So there's three potential ones that we can get.
For anyone, I don't think it's in the link at the minute, but it will be in the link after the fact, won't it?
I'll drop it in the comments.
There's an event on, when it is, 6th of October, I think, Friday the 6th of October. Anyone who lives in and around Stockport or Manchester, wherever you want to be, it is, where is it? The Alma Lodge Hotel, Stockport, Friday the 6th of October. So, strictly dressed.
Friday 6th of October.
It's hosted by Alan Keegan.
All right.
So
Keegan's there, the voice of Old Trafford. You've got Gary Pallister, Dennis Irwin, David May. Pallister was actually really funny.
Yeah.
When we had him on our Sportsman's, which I thought was a little bit of a surprise. So, how much are tickets?
50 quid it is, three-course meal.
Three-course meal, 50 quid a head.
And you get a professional photograph, get my fucking words out.
So, we know the guy that's putting them on. And
yeah, it's
the,
a good
the,
night.
The fucking quality nights.
We did the nights, didn't we, when we did ours with Robbo and Whiteside and Pallister himself and Sharpie. And yeah, John hosted it, and he'll be hosting it again. Really good. They have great memorabilia. There's raffles.
Yeah,
you can
get some banging sign stuff as well. So go check that one out.
All three of them. The food was decent as well, wasn't it? I mean, we did it at the village, which is
what's the name of the venue?
Alma Lodge in Stockport.
Alma Lodge. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah,
oh,
Alma Lodge
Hotel.
Yeah,
hotel.
I think it's on the main road.
There you go.
To be
6th
fair.
Of October. Let's just have a look in the calendar.
It's a month away, isn't it? Month to.
Just seeing what game that's around. So that's a Friday night. That is before
Palace.
No, there's no game that week. No, it's international weekend, and we're hopefully doing our 24-hour podcast that weekend as well. I've got to confirm all the details for that. So we're going to be doing a 24-hour podcast to raise some money for the homeless people in Manchester. Give you about a month or so to raise some cash, and then just before Christmas, we're going to go out and distribute a load of the stuff that we managed to get from
some
homeless people, like socks and toothpaste and
some serious shit, innit?
Like, yeah,
speaking of which,
yeah, oh yeah, you got some shit you want to
yeah,
talk
man,
about.
I just like, I don't know, because it's not widespread on the media. Have you seen much about it?
Today I saw a little bit about ethnic cleansing and that.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. The shit that's going on in Burma, in Myanmar in particular, with the monks there, the Rakhine monks, killing kids, women, men, whatever, anyone. They can
why is it being ignored?
I don't know, because it's not in somewhere where gives a fuck.
Because there's probably more devastation there than, I mean, these hurricanes are fucking brutal.
Yeah, they are brutal. But people aren't getting, like, chopped up.
No.
Heads gone, fucking everything, causing mass, like, migration from people to trying to get out of the borders. Like, 125,000 minimum people have tried to get out of there to go to Bangladesh to seek refuge. The fucking president of Burma has won a Nobel Peace Prize. She hasn't said shit.
Obama won it for fucking sending more troops to Afghanistan.
Well, I think her whole ideology of getting in as a Nobel Peace Prize was that she's going to elect positive change in that. But it's just shown that she don't do shit because obviously the military and them control that region. And it's shocking. You see some of the videos, like I think I retweeted something yesterday, and it's like, oh, Mingin, but no one gives a fuck. It's like, ethnic cleansing. The president of Turkey has called it genocide, which people are kicking off with him because they've still not condemned the genocide.
They still don't acknowledge it.
Well, you don't acknowledge it, yeah, of the Armenians in World War I. So they're like, so I was saying, it's a bit rich coming for you. I mean, it's a bit difficult to hold him accountable.
Every fucking country, every single country in Britain, especially, you know, we've all got, as countries, you know, I mean, when people say, oh, you've got it on your hand, and you're like, I've not. I've never fucking, you know, wiped out an entire fucking people or anything like that.
No, but it's just like, but the UN in, they're saying, oh, it's not a contravention of international law, so we call it ethnic cleansing rather than a genocide. And genocide comes from a Greek word meaning tribes. And geno
side is like, death,
isn't it? Side is, yeah, to kill. I think geno is like a tribe sort of thing.
Same thing.
Yeah,
it's semantics. Ethnic cleansing's fucking everywhere that ethnic cleansing happens results in war.
You're
everywhere.
Focusing on one particular.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Like,
it's bullshit. That's the fucking problem I have with the likes of Tommy Robinson and stuff like that. Just constantly focusing on the negatives of one thing really, really hard, but then ignores it if it was perpetrated by another fucking group or anything like that. And that's why I fucking get some antics.
Well, a bit more.
King Ross says it in the comments. Just stop fucking killing people.
Yeah, I know, man. But as I say, like, something a little bit lighter, but it's not actually lighter. I was going to say, text you when you said, oh, think of a title. I was going to say, well, do you want us to call it white privilege? Have you seen that video of that woman who gets arrested in the US? She gets arrested for shoplifting, I think it is. Or officers are cuffing her, put her in the back of the car. She's got a fucking seatbelt on. She gets the seatbelt off, and then she slips out of the cuffs. She fucking jumps in the front seat and burns off in the cop car. So they chase her for about 20 minutes.
Definitely getting shot if she's Mexican.
Oh, yeah, any colour other than white. Yeah, you're getting shot to the foot. They chase her for 23 minutes. She loses control somehow. I don't know how, because I think she's just driving down the road. And it's on the dash cam
she's
and stuff.
She's doing a makeup problem.
Spins and that. And then she's trying to get the shotgun out of the, you know, out of the car, which they have in the cruises. And they fucking, like, copper surrounding window, I think they tap it and everything, and then I think they do maybe shoot her, but only to, like, wound.
I'm not a fan of this shooting to wound or shooting to kill. When you shoot at the centre of mass of a person. You just fucking shoot them.
Well, she rejected medical treatment, though, so they charged her straight away and arrested her, processed it. But, yeah, you're definitely not getting out alive.
No, did a fired 400 warning shots into the car. Fucking hell. Right, see what you guys are saying in the comments. Some people want to talk about Rashford. Rashford getting booed for the England team was a fucking joke. I forced myself to watch England the other day. Actually, can we talk about this? This is a happy note. Fucking Syria getting through to the qualifying stage.
Oh, yeah, I was just
going to
mention that. Yeah. Well, they're not... Well, yeah, playoffs, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at one stage when they were winning 1-0, they was...
They can still automatically qualify, I think, if South Korea don't beat Uzbekistan or some
South
shit.
South Korea are through, aren't they? They qualify.
Yeah, but I think if they don't beat Uzbekistan... or some shit like that. That was the crack. But anyway,
I seen John Shane getting happy about them qualifying but saying like they've been shit all campaign.
But fucking Syria, all the shit that's going on in that country, all the problems that they've got, oh my god. Like,
oh yeah, where do they play? They play in Europe, but
no, they play in Malaysia, and they've played some games in Oman, I think.
Oh, what am I going watching them in Malaysia?
Well, I literally saw that they was in the qualifying doing this well, and I thought, do you know what, I'd love to throw my support behind them. Because I saw some pictures from is it Damascus in Syria? Is that the capital? Is it Damascus?
Aleppo?
I can't remember where it was. The capital of Syria, anyway, there was... And it looked like a really bizarre place. I can't imagine it was nice. I can't imagine it was good atmosphere. But there was, like, armed police and army watching people, watching stuff on the... they got to play Australia in October, so, yeah, they're through to that knockout. Oh, yeah, whatever. I don't even know what his question is. So that, your question's long gone. How stupid are you? If you just asked the question again, maybe I'd see it. I think what they've achieved and the happiness that they can bring that country, which needs it. No, and I'm not saying football's greater than all this bullshit. It's not. But it's just some fucking happiness, man. Just some fucking happiness. Like,
oh, yeah, they're doing it. Like, yeah, that. I mean, that's,
if I was to support, and if they get through,
see, that's the. It's not just about the passion, but they're playing as unified. Do you know what I mean? They're all working together as a team. I can't be asked when the game ended.
The scenes from them. Like, that's what it's all about.
When he scored the last minute equaliser, yeah, it was going sick.
Yeah, that's what sport can transcend all of this bullshit and everything like that. And look how fucked is your life if you're in Syria at the moment. You are in a literal hell in the moment, aren't you? If you're in Syria. And then just a little bit of fucking happiness, just from football. That's how awesome football is.
I think did they play Australia potentially?
Someone just said in the comments something about Australia.
They beat Thailand 2-1 Australia. Do you mean you think should be whipping them?
Yeah, got some trips coming up. Someone asking me, we've got some trips coming up. I think I'm going Bilbao a week on Tuesday. And hopefully, it's not all nailed on definite, but I'm interviewing one of their old managers, Jose Mario Amorato.
Decent.
I want to know what's special about Athletic Bilbao, because if you go through their squad, they're like 90% youth products. And I'm trying to think of ways to express what it must be like for a Bilbao fan. So I'm going to speak to Bilbao fans, I'm going to speak to the manager, I'm going to speak to all these kind of guys. And I want to know what the feeling is, because we know that connection and feeling that we have when we watch Rashford and Lingard, and we watch young lads that have come up through the system, and Scholes and Giggs and all of these guys. That feeling that we get watching them, imagine that by everyone in the squad for the last 105 years.
Yeah, and they've not been too shabby either, have they?
They stay competitive, don't they?
They fucking levered us.
In a league that's so fucking bent. I mean, what Manchester United could have done is we could have done what Barcelona Real Madrid did to La Liga, and we wouldn't have lost a title since like 95 when it was first, when the TV money started going up and up and up and all that kind of shit. When United sat down to negotiate, United said, no, we'll do fair, right? Even though people aren't buying a Sky subscription or anything like that to watch Coventry, right, a lot of people was buying it for Manchester United at the time. United said, no, we're going to do it fair and square. So it's split equally, and then I think it's where you finish in the table, you get a little bit more, and how many times you're on TV, you get a little bit more. But essentially, it's fair dues. In La Liga, this was years ago, so these figures are going to be well off by now, but it was like 250 million apiece for Barcelona and Real Madrid, and then like 6 million for everyone else.
Hey, shit.
How can that league maintain competitiveness when that's the fucking payout that they're getting?
But it's corrupt anyway, because, I mean, Madrid sell the fucking training ground when they need some money, didn't they?
Yeah. Like, it's an absolute joke. So there's three teams that haven't been relegated in La Liga: Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Athletic Bilbao. And I really am looking forward to this. So, 'cause the Basque people are like a proper, proud, fiercely patriotic kind of group anyway. Obviously, we've got the Ander Herrera connection. They've got this massive youth thing, which I'm a big fan of. I think a lot of clubs could really look internally to see that the way that they've done it. So I just want to speak to them because I just really want to know what it feels like. You know, what's that connection like? Do they feel more connected, you reckon, than the most football teams? Because like I said, it says Manchester United on that badge, but it could just say United for a lot of reasons, couldn't it? What's the connection that draws us there? Is that like they've always played in Manchester? Sometimes that connection of having a local lad that you know stood there and watched them from being birth, that connection helps. So with their fucking hamstringing policy of only local guys, it must feel so good great, as a fan there. It must feel
good. Yeah, and they have... Is it them where they get a lot of coaches or a lot of teams from all over Europe, all over the world that come to their training facility to see how they do it and how they scour the talent? I'm sure they do.
They must have a program where such a small percentage of people they can look at.
Yeah, I'm sure they invite a lot of people in and they come to study what they're doing.
So there must be some element of what they do. They are forced to not discard players. So United are probably discarded, and I know for a fact City discard thousands. But there must be some sort of higher percentage of players that enter at 8 years old that end up in the first team because they've got to work with them.
Well, I was listening to TalkSport and they were saying, because Huddersfield have said that they're looking at maybe closing their academy down, and you think, wow. Huddersfield. He's actually said that because they're struggling to produce players of the quality of the Premier League. But it's like, when he's talking, it's like, well, a lot of the kids, like, you never get told what you're doing wrong or what you need to improve on, really, like, you need to go away and work on this. They're just like, we'll coach you, do your bit, whatever, playing a game.
You're good enough or you're not good enough.
Yeah, you play you in the game and then it gets to a certain age and you get fucked off, which is always the case. But if someone said, right, well, this is what I need you to focus on, these are the areas where we want to see you improve.
Oh, you mean like actually coaching them?
Yeah. Like, but it's all right doing a passing drill and fucking, you know, getting in shape and doing all that, or shooting or whatever it may be. But if someone's like, look...
Yeah, actually taking a fucking interest, you know, in the kids on your books.
I think you need to be putting on a few kg weight. Why don't you get yourself, like, not training too heavily. Here's a sort of program that you could work on, or your fitness needs working on. Don't think you're not lasting 90 minutes or whatever it is that they play. Why don't you... you know, work on this, change this up, something around that gives them that extra. And if you're doing all these things, and you probably see a massive improvement.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime that you work on stuff, like there's things I go and work on with Jay one-on-one, and then you see him start to use it in a game almost instantly because they're not being forced to develop it unless they're doing that sort of specific stuff. They'll just go along with whatever.
You get in your comfort zone, don't you? There's a reason why you get, you know, you might be getting picked week in, week out, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be good enough to progress and make that step up. But that's probably what United do, because they give them a proper coaching foundation to learn.
Well, United constantly say, don't they, that we develop players, and that's the one thing that United keep talking about, is that we develop players.
Well, that's why we've got more than anyone else playing in the entire football pyramid.
We could probably still be critical of ourselves and say we're still probably underachieving for where we need to be. Probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's difficult to be at that elite level, you know.
The bar's a little bit low, but yeah, when you look at the likes of what Bilbao are doing, you say, fair fucking play. And that's why I want to go Bilbao. That's why I want to go and see what it's like, because that, you know, I love fucking football. Obviously, I'm heavily fucking United, and I'm heavily biased towards United. But I will go and watch football and be happy. Like, I text you the other night, innit? Like, do you want to go and watch FC?
Yeah, or, I couldn't be asked going out watching.
I just wanted to go and watch a fucking local game.
I should have gone to watch. Did you go watch a game?
I didn't go and watch a game.
All right. Should have watched Altrincham. They played ABA FA Cup replay. It was 1-0. My mate went, it was 1-0 at our time to Altrincham. They had 28 shots, I think it was, in total. They had 22 on target, 6 on target, twatting them. He goes, I can't believe it's 1-0. In the end, they only won 2-1. He said, like, they were all over and they made a sub at half time and then it changed the game completely.
I'm just going to see what some of these guys in the comments are saying. Have I seen Ronaldo's record page on Wikipedia? Yeah, the guy's phenomenal. Jack Roden says, anything to do in Manchester for a few hours. Never been before. Me and my mate are in Manchester on Saturday. Ask us on the Reddit group, mate. Ask us on the Reddit group. And if I didn't mention it earlier as well, the link for the Patreon, if you're interested in any prints like that, is in the description below as well. And I think the link for Reddit is in the description below. So ask us on Reddit, and we'll answer on there.
Don't go down the canals. I watched. Was looking for something to watch. I was just flicking through something, and there was a documentary on Channel 4 a bit ago, I think it was. I don't know when, but like, you know, the Manchester Pusher, hashtag the Pusher. You know, about all them deaths on the canal.
Yeah.
And it's like 28 out of them 85 have returned unexplained or open verdict sort of thing, because there's too many variables or whatever, and they focus on three in particular.
A lot of them are just drunk, you know.
Oh yeah, I know that. Well, the three that they focused on in particular, they were all drunk. Two of them had been at warehouse projects at Victoria Warehouse, and one got kicked out for pushing into the toilet queue. So he's obviously off his twisted anyway, and then they see him. Goes underneath the bridge, and he climbs over the fence or over the barrier on the canal, but the Victoria Warehouse is on the other side. But then he gets back over and then goes off. And
I might have seen when that happened, because obviously I work right around the corner from there. It's, Victoria Warehouse is right next to Old Trafford, actually. And they get rid of you. I saw that tent right there in that corner, just as it comes towards the flyover.
I don't know when that program was made, because
it's probably about 8-9 months ago, I reckon.
Yeah. But it's pretty mad, though. You know, the police, like, they're trying to hush it to say, oh, it's definitely not. There's definitely not like a murderer or whatever. It's not a serial killer. Which, I'm not saying they're not doing their job properly, because you would expect them to investigate it properly, but they don't want people to then start
flapping. Well, my barber, his missus was a coroner, and she was getting all of the city centre. She's a coroner in the city centre, and he said they're all just fucking drunk. There's nothing.
Yeah, a lot of them are drunk. There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of waters in Manchester.
Well, a lot of canals. Yeah, yeah. Fucking hell of a lot of canals.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
A lot of waters. There's a lot of water as well. Mm. There's just a lot of random water. What would I do if I won the 20 bag? That's a good question, actually.
What would I do? I don't know, actually. I need to buy a new house. Sad as it sounds, I'd probably fucking just spend it on that. Yeah, but
you don't deserve the gift.
Well, you got to be practical.
I need a new kitchen, so yeah, I'd probably just upgrade in
there. So there you go then. Yeah. Fuck off, you don't deserve the gift.
What would you guys do if you bagged the 20 bag? I mean, it's pretty fucking straightforward to do, really. Pick the 10 right results.
That's not straightforward.
It's straightforward. It's hard, but it's straightforward.
Well, you look at Super 6, like Sky obviously do that thing. You get winners throughout the season with that, 6, so an extra 4 is doable. It's obviously not impossible.
There are, for those mentioned in the like, there's 8,955 frames been dropped, so 11.3% for nerds. I'm on Wi-Fi. And the Wi-Fi in here, if you follow me on Twitter, is fucking awful. And we're on the third floor in this house. The Wi-Fi is on the ground floor. So
you can get them boosters, you know.
Yeah, they don't fucking work. There's one under there. That's why I go wired with everything up here. You know what I mean? Get a lifetime supply of Nando's. If you'd have found us 10 years ago, we could have got you a lifetime supply of Nando's.
Yeah.
Have True Geordie as my bodyguard. I don't reckon you could get him for that money. I might get him for a night. Chris says, I'm guessing minimum of 2 0-0 draws. I reckon that's not a bad shout. Loads of waters in Manchester, Ben, jet ski. Is it Trafford Water Park? I've never been, actually. Five Academy debutants.
Say a water park. Yeah, I've been there.
I've never been.
When I was a kid, it was like, it was all right, man.
I've been Debdale. Debdale
Park. I
haven't watched Jordan Peterson podcast yet. I saw the first, like, 10, 15 minutes about it or something like that. Five Academy debutants this season. I don't think you're getting any. As boring as that is, you've got a lot of them already. Like, I would expect Tuan Zabi to be seen more, but he's already made his debut, so that doesn't really count.
I would expect him to be the same as Timbo last year, I think I said already. Like, just get minutes here and there.
He's smashing it, probably, isn't he?
Yeah, being around the squad. Well, he got his debut, didn't he? He played in the
Dutch debut, congratulations.
But he got absolutely twatted of France. But then he didn't play in the second game in the Monday, Tuesday when they won. So
I did a...
Or he didn't start, anyway.
I did something like this before for 6 weeks, and the highest I got was 4 correct. Trust me, it's hard. I think I did it, you know. Remember when we was doing like a pound on, like Akers for the whole league? And I think I was putting about 5 or 6 on, and I was pretty close, you know. I was fucking pretty close, I reckon. Spent it on a journey around the world ordering something at each Nando's to earn my Nando's black card. Is that how you get it? Have you got to go and do some mad shit like that?
You just celebrities getting Nando's black cards,
yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't want one anyway because I get bored of eating veggie Nando's.
That's a shit one. Put 20 bag on Lukaku to be top scorer.
Woo! You wouldn't get much return on that, though, would you?
What do you reckon he is?
It'd probably be like... Probably 7-4 or something.
Yeah, it's probably shit, isn't it? ESPN is crap, but they've put us third in the power rankings behind only Madrid and PSG. That's interesting. That is very interesting. I wouldn't fear Barcelona if we came up against them this year.
No, not this year. They're in a fucking mess, aren't
they? Yeah, they're in a little bit of a mess. But I think you've got to still look. You've got to look like it's Bayern Munich and Juventus. I don't think you can be discounting those. I don't think United are semi-final worthy this year.
Nah.
That doesn't mean that we can't get there, but we're... Yo, on paper, we're not a top 5 European team at the moment, I don't think. Veggie Nando's, Jesus Christ, I know, innit? Who even are you?
The fuck out of here. 10 weeks, mate, 10 weeks going strong.
I think a left winger is not our problem. A fast left back who can overlap and cross, like Luke Shaw. Not scared of Barca, says Chris. No, I'm really not scared of Barca, man. I'm really not. If you order something at all Nando's and have proof, you can get one. That could be an old wife's head. That does sound like something that the Lad Bible would put
out. It's a bit of a bot.
Have you got to order one in every country they've got? Because that's probably straightforward, really, I reckon. I don't think it's in that many countries. Just one in each. Keep the receipt.
I've got the odds here. Oh, well, you know, these are the odds. Select best odds around. So, Lukaku is 13-5.
Not quite 3-1.
Nah. I was nearly there for most of them because, like, Bet365, Sky Bet,
you might get
they're
50
nine,
bag for
9 to 4. I said 7 to 4. So, not
so what's that, 45 grand or something, if you put it on?
Harry Kane's 9 to 2. 4.5 to 1. Not bad, really. Then it's like Jesus and Aguero, 9s. Morata, 10 to 1. Mane, 16 to 1.
Do you know what you get if you put 20 grand on Mane?
Nothing.
Yeah, you lose 20 grand. Am I going on True Geordie's show this weekend? Not that I know of. No, I'm not. No, United playing on Saturday. I am going to the 18s in Derby before the Stoke game, though. And I'll be there on Friday night if anyone's going to the 23s against Arsenal at home.
People actually
not really looking forward to
people
that.
Actually bet on these, like...
The 5,000 to 1.
Joe match. Allen, 1,000 to 1 to be top goal scorer. Like... Who fucking runs the market? You know, this is the thing with betting companies.
They're just taking the money off you.
Well, this is the thing with betting companies that pisses me off because, like, things like Skybet, yeah? And you have, like, Sunbet or media outlets that have betting companies.
Sorry, PSG is a bit of a fucking front three at the moment, isn't it?
Whoa. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? How is that allowed to happen? So you're allowed to promote a story that throws out all these odds at shortening, and then people are lumping money on it, and it doesn't happen. And you know, you essentially it's got no substance anyway. And then you're fucking making a killing.
On one hand, I think fuck you for using them. On another hand, I think
who's Sunbet or Skybet?
Yeah, the people that are doing that kind of thing. But on the other hand, I think ultimately the odds are offered. You're not headlocked.
They're not. Yeah, but you're playing on people's like addictions or.
Yeah.
You know, thinking, oh, that's a decent...
Transfers is probably something you shouldn't be allowed to bet on.
Don't know. I bet on Riyad Mahrez. just got down a little bit in my account, so I just thought, oh, Mahrez to Barcelona.
I've never won money on any inside info that I've ever had. Because a lot of it comes in wrong. How about that?
Yeah, it does. Like, some managers, players, don't matter. Things
fuck,
change
yeah, we had some
time.
We had some Belgian manager ones last year, didn't they? None of them come off.
Year before, yeah.
Fuck me. I've seen some Belgian ones in a minute. I just said in the comments that... Or what is to speak about? What was I going to fucking say? There was some of that I saw that I thought, oh, we need to talk about that one. I can't fucking see it now. Oh, yeah, that was it. So someone hit me up. Did you see that Skybet have stopped offering these affiliate deals? Because there's a lot of people,
social
media accounts that have been getting in trouble for these affiliate deals and stuff like that.
They got like 300,000 followers.
It was Footy Accumulators, wasn't it, that got caught photoshopping one of their bets.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking bangers, that, isn't it? Yeah. Like, you guys know I've had sponsorship with betting companies and stuff like that, and they pay you to tweet. Sometimes they will even give you something to bet with, but they don't tell you what to, or they've not told me at least, what to bet on. Obviously, they wouldn't have fucking told me to bet on something that was going to take two bag off them.
Yeah.
Bam, like I did with Quiff last week. They definitely wouldn't have fucking said that, would they?
No.
And I didn't get quiffed on all my bets last weekend, actually. I got some really good quiffs. Like, quiff is when they just go brrr and randomly turbo boost it.
I noticed. I've seen some of the ones posted. I thought, why have they not been enhanced?
Yeah,
I haven't
been enhanced this weekend.
Yeah, they're like, fuck this one. Did you win any?
Well, I won two bag on that first one, didn't I?
Yeah, but
I won nothing this weekend, just gone at all. So, I'm clearly not being fucking minced around for... What was I going to say? So, yeah, so they've... Footy Accumulators got in trouble for photoshopping something up to look like they'd bet a tenner when they was betting a pound at a go.
Well, Peter, like, there's these, you know, one... 25 to a grand and all that, loads of them. A lot of them are, like, posting it saying, oh, odds are at this, but they're not. They're at a lot longer odds. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I've smashed it, done a grand, do you know what I mean? And then...
That's one that we was going to try, isn't it? Like, 20 quid to a grand.
And then they were some of them are purposefully saying, putting it, oh, yeah, I'm going to bet this is the next bet. You know, maybe get up to five bets or whatever, or two, three, whatever. Get people fucking on the bandwagon. And then getting them to bet on something that loses.
Yeah.
Or, you know, is looking a fucking iffy one. If it loses, it loses. And because what they make... They get a sign-up affiliation bonus.
Well, they lose. They make on people's losses.
Yeah, they make a percentage. Yeah, yeah.
What's fucking hilarious is, what day was that? That come out Tuesday, was it, or something like that?
I don't know. It's been around for a while. I mean, I've not seen that one that you're talking about. But...
So I get a message off Statman Dave, and it's a screenshot of an email that I've just fucking got off the same guy. That's why it was True Jordan that reminded me. So. I read the email, and the guy was like, "Hi, we do betting affiliates." And the guy said he was doing it with True Jordy. I'm like, "Well, for starters, Jordy doesn't have a betting affiliate. He's got a sponsorship deal with Coral, which is fucking mint, right? He's not doing affiliates, right?" And they called him the real Jordy.
Oh my God.
I was like, "That's not what he's called for starters. He's not called the real Jordy." And they also said they work with Newcastle Fan TV. They said Arsenal Fan TV as well, which I very much doubt because they've got a Ladbrokes deal that they do. So I think the guy was just chatting utter bollocks. And when you read the email, I was just like, I didn't even reply to it. I just fucking binned it. And then I told Dave, yeah, I just fucking binned it. I think Dave binned it as well. Let me see some of the comments. Can I do an episode about Old Trafford and how we don't extend the south stand so it can reach 100,000 seats? I think the issue isn't the train track anymore, which it used to be, because technology advanced, so you can just go straight up. You don't need to go back. You don't need that cantilevering. The problem is that the dressing rooms, the media facilities, the major corporate stuff is all in south stand, and to lose that for a season, where the fuck does all that go, is an issue. So I think they're weighing that up. Also, the cost to redevelop Old Trafford in that tight area and think where can you park building materials to take them in. You've got a lot of fucking issues, which you didn't have with East, South and North. So it's a complicated, expensive thing. And from the club's point of view, yes, you'd probably be able to sell an extra 25,000 seats, probably. But you'd
that's
have
not
to
where
probably,
they made the money, though.
No, you'd probably have to make them pretty subsidised, I think. Because, yes, we sell out Old Trafford every single week, but for Europa games, sometimes they close top tier and north stand. That's only 3,000 people. Still 70,000 people in there. But do you know what I mean? That's like, at this price point, that's the limit. If they wanted to, say, make it affordable, put some normal price seating up there, but then make the bottom of East and West, Case Down and Stretford End, make that unallocated safe standing. Now you're talking. Now you might have a party and bring some young dickheads in there and just let them run riot. You would have an atmosphere, like an away game, which is what you want.
Yeah, definitely.
Are the club going to do that? No, they're not. Because they fucked it up by putting the disabled section right across the bottom of K-Stand. Where there was... Yeah. It's not because it's disabled people. It's just a lack of people in there. There's going to be like 200, 300 disabled spaces where there was nearly 3,000 people, 2,800 people. 200, 300 people don't make the same noise that 3,000 people make.
Especially when it's more
right behind the goal. Right behind the goal is where you want. And it's a like, obviously, I know, you see the young lad Alex, that one, Matt is always coming over and hugging. I chat to his dad about it, and he's like, yeah, and the view's fucking shit from down there as well. That if you're in a wheelchair, you don't want to be down there. And Matt's ticket used to be in there, and you've come and sat with us in that one a few times. That's a shit view. Even stood up.
I don't like being behind a goal.
So, I'm happy where I am now in Stretford. It's nice and high up, it's happy days, but that low, it's not fucking good.
I had to be more so you can see both sides. Even
north and south. There is a better view, but I like where I am. Tell us my biggest bets, wins and losses. You've had some, haven't you?
I couldn't think of what.
There was a time when me and him was
doing.
I
don't think I've ever had like. No, definitely never had what, a £2,000 one.
As a win?
Yeah.
Oh, that's by far my biggest win. Yeah. I'd be surprised if I've won more than a couple of hundred before.
Yeah, I don't think I've won more than that. Maybe 400 or 500 or something.
The biggest I lost was there was a guy that was a financial director at a place that I used to work, and he was pretty switched on. His mate was a banker, and he was exploiting the difference between 0.1 and 0.001 on bets. So what he would do is essentially he would identify bets in the morning that he was massive favourites, like Barcelona at home, right? And you identify the bet. You don't put a bet on then. You just identify like a heavy favourite at home, probably odds on, right, before the game even starts. Then you wait till they get 2-0 up, and that the bet drops to like, if it's on Betfair, so like 1.01, something like that, where the chances of it coming in is 1 in 100. It's 99 out of 100. That's what 1.01 means. 99 times out of 100, this comes in. He was exploiting the fact that Betfair only went to 2 decimal points, but in reality, it could have been 3 decimal points. So he was exploiting the gap in between it being 1,000 and 100-1. And he goes, if it fails the bet 105 times, I'm in profit because it's only supposed to fail 100 times. If it fails after 300 times, right, I'm in profit because it's meant to fail every 100th time. And that's what he was. And he was putting thousands on tennis. He was betting on tennis.
Tennis is like,
don't get it, but whatever.
Because there's a 50-50 chance in there.
They don't have draws, I guess.
Yeah, so.
So he was betting on. He said, right, so you identify the game, and then like once it gets to this certain odds point, then you bet, and you bet your fucking house on it, and you win.
No thanks.
Like £11, right?
Yeah.
So I'd got it from, in a space of about 3 or 4 days, I'd got it from, I think I started with a fiver or a tenner, and I'd got it to like £500 or £600, and I bet on Barcelona against Atletico Madrid. There was 2-0 up, there was fucking 4 minutes on the clock, I put it all on, and I would have won, like, I think I was going to win about £11, £10, something like that. Atletico Madrid scored twice in injury time to draw it. And just wipe me out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm not playing anymore. So I'd only lost a tenner, really, because the whole idea of it was just building it up. And it built up really fast, but yeah. You've got to have mad ones. Saw me arguing with a Liverpool fan on Twitter. He actually dropped the next year's our year line. He did. The guy was saying to people, don't talk about history, and then saying, you haven't got history like us. The guy was off his fucking head. Saints to win the Super League would be a decent bet. Salford playing Huddersfield soon, actually. I think not this weekend. Is Orange Ape in the comments? He is. Check the article I just tweeted at you. It's podcast worthy. I can't open another thing on the internet, mate. I'll have to check it when we finish. I only ever win bets on rugby, says Connor. Love the Photoshop pics of Old Trafford extended. It looks mad. It does look sick.
I was bored the other day at work, so. Oh, saw a picture. Andy Mitten tweeted out a picture of Betis' stadium and the new Atletico Madrid stadium. I was like, oh, fucking. Betis has like been extended to 61,000 or something, and Atletico Madrid looks smart.
I've seen Atletico's, I haven't seen Betis one. But I've shown you the Bilbao one, didn't I? Because they've got a new ground. Mm-hmm. That looks unbelievable. Yeah. It's got that Allianz Arena thing going on outside with the LEDs.
Well, I was just like, it's because I was bored. I was just looking at images of unusual stadiums, because like Braga in Portugal, that's a mad one where it's
with the rocks.
Yeah, either side. And
that's a place I need to visit. Actually,
in the clock face. Fucking hell.
Siamese twins in vicious legal battle over right to masturbate.
I can't read that. That's what Orin James was saying. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so I think I saved the link, actually. Or I sent it to myself. So I was like, oh, I wonder what, you know, the unusual stadiums around the world. They must be like a fucking thingy.
There's that one on an island in Norway where they drive a fish next to it. That's just gorgeous.
That was one.
When I get that drone, I can't wait to go and go and just visit one there.
Let me have a look. I'll get some up. There's one in, I think it's Singapore. Basically, it's floating.
Yes, that's in the bay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there it is, yes.
Because I was supposed to be going one off the IMAS.
Yeah, Marina Bay, Singapore. It's massively under... what the fuck? This took me
just
to...
upon another.
Yeah, there. It's mad. And then there was one, I mean, that's not anymore, in Osaka, Japan, which used to be a football stadium. And then... they stopped using it because the team was sold and moved to another city. So then they've just built houses within it. Another thing. It's like a residential stadium. It's weird as fuck.
You know where the Emirates was? It's now blocks of flats, like four blocks of flats with like garden in the middle.
Oh, you mean Main Road?
No, I mean where the where Highbury was, sorry.
Oh, right.
Where Highbury was. And the corners of the terrace is built into like people's apartments.
That's pretty sick.
It is pretty sick. I've never been since it's been changed. I do want to go and check it out. Like,
there's one in Croatia. That's rock carved into rocks in the stadium.
These are the ones I want to go. That looks sick, actually. Is that the Croatian one?
Yeah, that one's the Croatian one. There's a Brazilian one that's just made out of like natural material, so wood, plaster, glass.
That's pretty gangster.
That's all right. The Faroe Islands one. I think that's the one where you're talking about in the Norwegian Sea. Or it might.
No, it's not.
They play very close to the sea, so that's pretty good. There's a little kid in a boat who collects the balls that go into the sea during a game.
The one in Norway, I think I've tweeted about this one before, but it's literally on like a tiny little peninsula, and they literally dry fish. In fact, because it's got a fucked up name, I'm going to try.
Oh, that's the one in Norway then, is it?
No.
All right.
Where's my phone? Get on my phone. I'll show it to you if I can. Because it's good.
There's this South African one that's weird as fuck. It holds 59,000 people, but it's like
built. If you just search Norway fish football pitch, I guarantee it comes up. There you go. Is this the most awesome football stadium?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Sick, that, innit? So you see all this wooden stuff? That's where they dry fish out. Can you imagine how bad it smells?
Where do people sit then?
I don't think they have many fans, probably because of the smell. But I'll show you guys. Can I get that on there? I don't think I can get it on there quick enough. But look at that. How cool is that? I want to go there. Like, just take a drone over that would be sick.
Yeah, that'd be mint.
Like, as soon as I get the drone, that's one thing I want to do, is just go and check out. There was someone on Instagram had posted about one in Brazil. It's in the rainforest in Brazil, and it's just like trees, 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 football pitch, trees, 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 and it's like there's no road to it that you can see or anything. It's just like a football pitch in the middle of all this shit. It looks mint. I love that shit.
Yeah.
I love the ones that are in the middle of a city in a random place, like there's all this chaos going on, then just football pitch. I want to find all them. I think that'll be all good. Good to hear me on Ian Edwards the other day. Yeah, it was the audio was a little bit bad on it, but yeah, we chatted for like 2 hours. I like Ian, he's a sound guy. The Bombonera at Boca Stadium, yep, I like that one. I'm allowed to take my son to one game I've been to. Which one? What, in the past? Barcelona 2008, semi-final. Watching...
The thing is, we've been spoiled, haven't we? Yeah. It's not like, or you could narrow it down to like maybe three or something. There's fucking loads.
One of the Juventus games in the '90s, maybe.
Yeah, the first time we won the league.
Yeah. Oh shit, that one. Yeah. In a preview, someone said Darren Fletcher sometimes got booed in Old Trafford. Yep, that was true. People used to make jokes. I think it was a Red Issue thing, wasn't it? That he had pictures of Fergie with dogs or something. Yeah, yeah. That was the old running joke because people didn't understand how he used to get picked.
I did not like the Power season finale. Shit, I was like buzzing off of me. I watched it before I went to work on Monday morning, and I was like, sets it up nicely for season 5. I think that was one of the best episodes of this season because I thought the season there was about 3 decent episodes, and then the rest were like, alright. I think it was, say, rushed, really. They could have stretched out a bit more and developed it a bit more. You've still not watched it, have you?
But everyone's fucking going on about it so much that I'm going to have to. I don't know where I'm going to find the time to do this.
Just watch it.
But yeah, I'm gonna try and do that at some fucking point. Are United now vetting people going to watch under-18s? Yes. You have to be on like a database or something. It's fucking nonsense, isn't it? I don't know what the crack is there. The Braga Stadium is the one that's built up the side of a cliff. This is what I want to do with being able to go and do shit like this with YouTube, is I want to go and experience football everywhere. And I said this a lot, but I want to go to Africa. Like, it's such a big fucking continent with so many people there, and so many flavours there as well. Like, I know that the sights of football in Africa would be worth sharing with people. Like, I get that people buzz off watching United. I get that people buzz off El Clasico and Barcelona, Real Madrid. But you know what? I literally couldn't be arsed going to that game. There would be literally a thousand other games.
You still go.
I would, but there's others that I want to see before.
I went to Barcelona and Atletico.
See, that's a little more interesting.
But that was then Atletico won the league. Hmm? And it was all right. They sing the fucking same song, don't they? Messi.
when I went to watch Celtic and we were sat right next to the Barcelona fans, they had a few different songs. They had a guy with a drum and they was getting after it. That's an away crowd again,
isn't it? Well, the Atletico, there was about about 500 or if that up in the top right in the tier. But they were dotted about everywhere. It's not like obviously in UK someone would just fucking give you a smack. There was loads of them and they were jumped up when they scored.
It's
weird. They don't give the trophy out on the last day.
That was rum as fuck. Like, I remember you saying.
Yeah, like Real Madrid, Ramos picked it up the other day, didn't he? Like, before they open their game of the season, pick it up before they go, and then they go and play. And you're like,
No, that's it. It should be the end of a game, man. That's
the
whole
point
about.
Of it, isn't it?
Alex in the comments, Bradford Bull Stadium's worth visiting. I've played there. They don't even really sing Barcelona. No, they just boo for Madrid, don't they? South America, but not necessarily Brazil or Argentina. Oh, Colombia. Like, how off it is a game going to be in Colombia?
Yeah,
like Medellin FC or something. Come on, son.
There's a documentary, I think it's on Netflix.
Just change your hairstyle. Don't fucking tell me what to do.
There's a doc. I think, I'm sure it's on Netflix. I was looking. It's called The Two Escobars. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
Basically, it's about, obviously, Pablo Escobar. And it's also about I can't remember his first name. The Escobar who died at the 94 World Cup.
Oh, shit. It was...
from Colombia.
Was he not called Pablo as well?
I don't know. It's definitely Escobar, because I can't remember his first name. But basically, if you don't remember, in the 94 World...
Was it a passback or something?
He scored an own goal. He's defender for Colombia, which effectively...
Andreas.
Eliminated him from World Cup 94. Got home and he got fucking shot. Dead.
On a serious note, obviously I don't advocate anyone doing anything like that, but it's amazing how Liverpool players, United players, in this era that I see so much aggression online and stuff like that, that they don't get sparked out every single day, all the time, they get sparked out once or twice and then just have security all the time, wouldn't they? But they don't. They walk around like normal fucking people. You bump into them sometimes, like, oh shit.
Depending if you're... on the way home, you might get run over by one who's been drink driving.
Allegedly.
My mate knows that that bird.
Do you know the first thing he
come up to me like, it's like, I got in work on Monday, sat down. First thing, he come over like, what's up to you? He goes, whatever this girl's name is, can't remember the fucking names. And he's like, oh, I know her, this. And I was like, alright, is this one of my customers or something? I was like, who the fuck is this? Anyway, no, you know, blah, blah, blah. I started talking about Rooney and how she's been to Dubai twice in the past month and she's on this website that's looking for sugar daddies. He goes, she's like, she wants 6 grand a month to keep her in a lifestyle and all this shit. And you're like, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, she's going to sell a story now.
Well, she did, I think.
Oh, sure.
Well, I don't know, I think... something. Either way,
have I used that too much yet?
She's been getting abused apparently, then she's obviously she changed her Twitter profile to like an Indian family or something, and like put it all in private. And he's like, "Oh, Facebook's gone as well, but it's Facebook's still there, but she's took everything. You can't search for her." He goes, "But I'm friends with her, so
seen it."
Here you go. But there's nothing on there. So just like he's just looking at the pictures, and obviously she's gone for it. He showed me pictures from like back in the day, or. Back in the day, 2010, and you're just looking at her and just whatever, standard fucking white girl, and then now she's hair done, boobs done, fucking lips, everything like that. Do you know what I mean?
She looks like she's had a lot of plastic surgery. But
anyway,
know what?
Fair play, if that's how you want to roll and live your life, who am I to judge?
The first thing I thought when I saw the report was, Why is Rooney driving a fucking VW Beetle?
That he got a taxi to. Don't get it.
But it was that, I was like, VW Beetle? I was like, that ain't his. No. And I was like, who drives Beetles predominantly? I was like, chicks. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
But anyway.
But do you know what I saw? I was like, because I don't read the fucking tabloids.
No, me
but
not.
I was at the petrol station, and they're on the counter, aren't they, at the petrol station?
Mm.
And it's got on the front page.
Front page.
Everything that's going on in the world, this is the front page. Get on the podcast. Yeah. We probably can't afford it.
Can't afford it, yeah.
On the front page of the newspaper, it says, Colleen rings Rue drunk drive girl or something like that. Or goes mad at her over the phone. I'm like, hang on. Is she married to her? I was like, she's on the phone to the wrong person. She'll be going mad at your fucking husband, yeah, yeah, not some random slack. Like, come on, son.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, they didn't say fucking allegedly in the paper.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I asked.
Got better lawyers than me.
Yeah, they fucking pay out for damages, don't they, in that?
What about the Southeast Asia, which has them ultra groups? They're the ones that are always turning the fucking floodlights off at the betting. Yeah. That was West Ham again as well, wasn't it?
Well, speaking of a game about...
Are you bored of this gif yet?
South Africa, Senegal in the World Cup qualifier, they've been ordered by FIFA to replay the match. That's
the first time I've ever heard
it. It finished 2-1. I think it was like November last year, maybe. World Cup qualifier. But the referee gave a penalty to South Africa. To say it come off one of the defenders' hands for Senegal, but it quite clearly bounced off his knee. And they're like, nah, there's something not right with that. I can't remember what the actual ins and outs were, but they've ordered him to replay the game and said that result does not stand. You're first, like, fucking hell.
First for everything.
Mm.
It's not like them.
No.
Doing the right thing.
Probably they didn't get paid for it.
10% and all that.
And the rest. Just before, you know, I was going to say about documentaries and that. There's that other one. Have you seen that Icarus?
Icarus.
It's on Netflix. I've got it on my list to watch. Basically,
I know the name.
It's a guy who is like, oh, wanted to prove. Well, he basically entered in like the amateur version of the Tour de France, I think. And he finished. He trained mega hard for it, and he finished 14th. And he's like, fucking hell, I can't do any more to get to number one or to get higher up the leaderboard. So I'm gonna dope. But I'm going to do it properly. I'm going to go and seek out, you know, proper things. So he ended up, obviously, filming
it
as a documentary.
Oh, right.
Filming himself, like, but he ended up somehow got in touch with the Russian who's been involved in all this fucking doping scandal for the state-sponsored doping. And he was telling him all the shit of what to do. And until it come out, I was like, oh, shit. I've fucking got this guy on camera. So he released it as a film. It's all there. But I think he had an issue. He got injured or something. I think his bike fucked up or something. So he ended up coming nowhere. So
should we set loads of gear and get shredded?
Yeah.
There's a documentary.
Well, I was speaking to one of our mates the other day. Yesterday, film.
I can mute the mic if you want to say who. Thought it was.
So he phoned me yesterday. He's like, he's just driving back from wherever. And he goes, oh, I'm fucking on it now. I feel fresh, revitalised. So he's just had a little trip away.
On what, HGH?
Yeah. He goes,
I don't make enough money to get on that, man.
He goes, I've just spent $2,000 on it. I was like, what? He goes, it's the sickest one, agenotropine, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I've got it in the pen format, the diabetic pen.
How long did that last year?
Well, he goes, it's 18 days a pen. And he's got 10 pens.
So you got 6 months.
Yeah. But you don't
necessarily... $2,000?
Yeah, but you're not really supposed to do it every day.
Oh, right.
But he's doing it every day. He goes, yeah, fuck it. He goes, I've got all my prep meals and everything. I was like, yeah, I wish I had the fucking money that you have.
Yeah. 6 bag a month, fuck's sake. What was that? Oh, yeah, that's what that bird wants.
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently that's...
I see so many of these bitches that are just in Dubai all the time, and I'm like, aren't you like a promo girl? What are you promoting? I was at Old Trafford in 1983 when we played West Ham on a Tuesday night, the day after the ICF were on 40 Minutes TV programme saying they took K-Stand. What a fucking atmosphere. My Uncle Steve needs to come on, right? Because he was rum as a motherfucker and he's got some stories. He was a bit younger than my dad, so when I think my dad like sort of reined it in, he didn't. Because it was on top of foot, wasn't it, in the 80s and the 70s. So he's definitely coming on. He's called Stephen Howson. And I want to get him on, because obviously, it's called the fucking Stephen Howson podcast, isn't it? I also want to get Stephen Howson, who played for Salford on, who said he's going to come and do it, but we need to sort out...
You're like Dave Gorman, you, aren't you?
That's interesting, though, isn't
it? Yeah, I think we said before. Yeah,
it's a laugh that I want to get. I want to get one of them House on Five shirts off him, anyways. But Joe, I'm going to wrap it up because I still got shit to do tonight. I ain't going to bed for a long time.
I got work at 8 in the morning, man.
I'm off tomorrow, but I'm not because I've got my pre-game analysis to do, and it takes like a full day to do. So it's going to be a long one for me.
My missus wants to fucking buy one of these houses I've seen today.
Where is it?
Audenshaw.
Nice. Anything in the comments before we bounce? The world is flat. I've seen people trying to disprove the flat earth. Oh, sorry, trying to disprove the round earth thing lately. Fucking hilarious. Right, anyway, before we go, quick last shout out for Superbrew. The link is in the description below. It'll also be out there on Twitter as well. So Superbrew is what it's called. But you're best off clicking the link that is in the description down below. Oh, why has that one started? Click the link that is in the description below because that will take you straight through to my league, which is Housen's Prediction League, the Stephen Housen Podcast Prediction League. And let's see what we can get, lads. There's 20 grand on offer if someone gets it right. I'm glad I'm not writing that check. I'm glad that's somebody else that's got to pay that one out. I mean, it's not a bad one to throw out, innit? Because it is hard to get, but fucking hell, yeah. Glad that's not me. So check that out and win yourself some absolute money.
I was just going to say, quick shout out to Lee Davis because I saw a comment earlier. He said he was at the 84 Barcelona game.
I spoke to my dad about that a bit. Yeah, he goes, people was in there like an hour and a half, 2 hours early, just like getting crammed in.
Bouncing.
Yeah, well, you can hear it on the telly, can't you?
Yes, so, I did see the Hurley final as well. I watched that.
So you was texting me when
text
I was
you because,
out.
Oh, sorry, I forgot your name now. On Twitter,
it's Matthew, isn't it?
Is it Matthew?
Matthew O'Reilly?
I
think that's the guy.
Not sure. Anyway, yeah, he puts it on Twitter, but I just switched it on and it was on. I started watching it and I text you and then I went on Twitter and then, oh shit, the guy's tweeting me to, you know, watch it. He was all right, mad. I was like, why don't they just play rush goalkeeper? Because no one ever seems to fucking score a goal. They seem to just like whack it. The pitch is massive.
Is it not a football pitch?
No, it looks way bigger than a football pitch.
All right, okay.
Way bigger. But he just twat the ball, and I mean, it's a physical game. It looked decent. I wouldn't mind going watching one live, but we got it off, didn't we?
We nearly did. We tried. Yeah. We did our best. So as I said, Superbrew. The link is in the description below if you want to come and get in the mix with that and potentially win yourself 20 grand. If you get like even a handful right, you can win a jersey. The Patreon link is in there below as well if you want to support the podcast and get yourself some of these absolutely bitching original prints as well. I'll throw a picture of them on Twitter just for letting people know. What else is there? The Sportsman's Dinner. I'll throw that in the comments in a bit, or I'll get Ben to comment and I'll pin it. If you want to go to there is Matthew in the comments there. He says yeah, it's me. Go on the Dubs.
Was it?
Yeah, it was him there.
All right, Fergal McClements.
All right, it was someone else that was saying to him. No, he's the guy that usually chats to me about hurling. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please subscribe. I've not had the counter on this week, and thanks for bearing with the technical issues that we've had because this has been 140 hours long. Fucking hell. Thanks for bearing with the technical issues. They will be sorted next week. And if anyone can help with what I've done and tell me how I can get it to boot from a USB drive, hit me up on Twitter or on Reddit because I don't know what I'm doing at the moment. I believe it can be done. I don't know if it can be done. But thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you next Thursday when we'll have been back in a fucking Champions League.
Yes! No more Thursdays, at least till February.
Nice one. Laters.
Laters.